Did you know it's now possible to get federally legal THC shipped right to your door? I'm serious. I remember a time when if I wanted weed, I had to meet up with some sketchy character in the back of a Denny's parking lot. You know who you are, Giorgio. But Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/bros and enter the coupon code BROS. I'm talking about delicious, high-potency gummies, top-shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find in a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown in America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code BROS. So head over to mood.com/bros, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use the coupon code BROS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is up? Welcome back to the long forgotten college basketball show.
Listen, just because it's almost February doesn't mean we forgot it.
Doesn't mean we don't care either. I've been all in. I watched college basketball last night. I've been watching it.
It's been on in the background, actually, Rob.
Every night. I've been
for the last 3 days as I studied to become a high school powerlifting judge.
What?
I'm doing a high school powerlifting competition tomorrow.
You're judging it?
Yeah.
How long did you study for that?
2 days. Two days, yeah.
That sounds about right.
So these kids' future and perhaps their scholarships in the hands of me.
I mean, certainly their self-esteem.
Easily.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a bunch of like meathead coaches in my face.
Oh, man. I kind of want to be there for that.
I'm going to be very lenient. Be like, that was a rep. That was good.
Soft.
All right, fine.
Soft.
You want me to start teeing people up?
I need you to be...
I want to be a basketball coach because or a basketball referee because that's all I have in my repertoire.
What? That's all you can do?
No, I was a like middle school basketball coach when I was 16.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I mean, how hard is it to referee basketball?
I teed up so many kids.
Why?
For funsies.
For what?
I caught a lot of travels. I went by the book.
Oh, you should call travels left and right on kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's all because they're always traveling.
Especially at like 11.
Yeah. Travel and double dribble.
Mm-hmm. You got to keep it, you know, you got to keep those kids in line.
Yeah, I agree with that. How often would a coach get in your fucking face?
Mostly parents.
Really?
Yeah. But, you know, they can't. They can't handle this.
They can't do anything. They're not going to do anything about
especially
it.
Especially at 16, I was a big boy. I was like the same size I am now.
Oh, yeah. They're not fucking with you.
No.
No 42-year-old man wants to get his ass kicked by a high schooler.
A 16-year-old?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you face that challenge every day in your neighborhood.
I mean, there's probably a dozen high school kids that could kick the shit out of me in my neighborhood, mm-hmm. I would imagine.
But I imagine you have some run-ins with them occasionally.
No, not really.
You kind of stay out of the way?
They're pretty chill.
Yeah. You don't try to disrupt them. They're just drinking on the corner of the street. You don't say anything.
They definitely drink low key. Although honestly, but now that millennials are the age they are, and we're so like just arrested development, I don't really know if the discarded alcohol belongs to adults or children. Like if I see a beer can, tossed,
a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Yeah, yeah. Like one day I saw a cup with a tajin rim next to a Modelo left at the playground. And I was like, a grown-up did that.
Yeah, guy trying to get away from his wife for, yeah, you know, 15, 20 minutes, just kind of throwing down a 40.
Yeah, you know it's a kid when it's like a gas station pint of liquor, or in our case, liquor wine, because we're in Texas, right? Like a Fireball knockoff that him and his buddies were just ripping.
They probably stole it.
Yeah, they're tossing in Zins and ripping fucking, gas station fake liquor.
Yeah, those punks. I see them at the gym now all the time. I'm getting to that age. I'm becoming the gym elder. It's nice. It's a nice place to be.
Flop your wiener around?
No. I haven't done that yet.
Not that old yet.
That's more like when you're on the brim of like dying.
Yeah.
Like 65, 70.
When you just
that's when you whip your dick out.
You're just like,
your balls.
Care.
You don't care.
Yeah. Look at it. Look at it. I will give you as much pain as I feel.
Right now, I'm like the police of the gym. I'm like, put your weights away, dude. They just leave it everywhere.
Skeet.
No, that's not skeet. That's, hey, respect where you are.
It's fucking Karen.
It's not a Karen.
You're fucking Karen.
Literally, if you leave your shit scattered everywhere, you need to leave.
No.
You're just not a gym guy. You don't understand.
I don't understand or care, to be quite honest.
And I'm going to be... All right, fine. I'll be harder on these kids tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't...
They got to earn it.
That wasn't deep enough for
they
that squad.
Earn it. Also, for this, of all things, you know, maybe they'll get hurt one day. They don't think they're going to need to lift enough. They're like, oh,
they're going to get hurt trying to do to appease me, I guess, this competition.
That's a better way to get hurt than to get hurt because you're too weak, but you thought you were stronger because some guy went soft on you.
It's the bench press, and I'm just like, you don't press yet. Don't press yet. It's just sitting there. It's about to crush him like Stephon Johnson from USC.
And then
all
finally,
right, press.
What do? Do you have to walk up? Are you at a table, or do you like stand there like next to them?
I get flags. So it's like a offside referee in soccer. It's like a green flag and a red flag.
Green flag good, red flag bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of refereeing, let's talk about the sport with the worst referees in any major sport.
It's expected.
It is. We've talked about this off air. Maybe I've talked about
something. It's kind of the appeal of college basketball. You have bad refs. You have kids dribbling off their knees. They're about to become future insurance salesmen.
Oh, my God. We were at the... Me and my couple buddies from Mizzou were at the Mizzou-Texas game last week that Texas lost, or that Mizzou lost to Texas. And Mizzou...
Listen, Texas has the number one score in the SEC. It doesn't matter.
They have a lottery pick. I don't know if... Is it that guy? I forget his name. Yeah, yeah. He's not going to go one. Cooper Flag will go one. But he's a lottery pick for sure.
Our Lord and Savior, Cooper Flag.
Yeah, and we'll talk about him in a minute. But... Mizzou is, they're ranked and they're a good team, but they're really bad at shooting free throws. And I was just like, how the fuck, unless you're like a giant oaf person, how the fuck do you get to this level and not be able to make a fucking free throw?
It's not a good loss for Missouri either. Texas is kind of a bubble team. And poorly coached.
It's a road loss.
Poorly coached.
It was expected. It was an expected loss on KenPom. It's fine.
Whatever. Yeah. It's all about, if you want to win the conference, though, you got to win on the road.
We're not going to win the conference. Auburn plays in that conference. We're not winning
I'm going to argue they got two really big games coming up against the same team that's going to decide.
What, Auburn?
Yeah.
Yeah, against Bama?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. But
I don't think we just give the SEC to Auburn right now.
I'm willing to bet it's Auburn. Auburn's a fucking freight train.
And Alabama actually does have, like, just a murder's row. Two games against Auburn. They got Florida still.
Oh, their schedule's a fuck.
It's a nightmare.
They have to play at Missouri as well.
But like, they're starting to click, and that's scary.
They had a great win. I was going to talk about it later for our picks, but they had a great win over Mississippi State Tuesday. And I was sitting there watching this game because Missouri plays at Mississippi State on Saturday, and I was like, Mississippi State's not going to lose two home games in the same week. Come on, Mississippi State. Pull this fucker out. Like, please, 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 please.
Bama's losses aren't bad either. You have at Purdue, right? That's respectable. You have Oregon. Oregon's good.
Yeah, Oregon got wiped by UCLA last night. But, yes, they lost to Oregon on a neutral floor. And then they lost. Ole Miss did pull.
Ole Miss is a bad loss.
It's not a bad loss. Ole Miss is a good team.
But when you're Alabama, you don't expect to lose.
They lost at home. That's the bad part.
Yeah.
But Ole Miss is a good team, so it is what it is. Like, but yeah, the SEC's gnarly, and let's, I guess we're talking about it, so let's talk about...
It's the best conference in basketball. Is that what you want to hear?
No, I wasn't even going to talk about the SEC, but...
Is that what you want to hear? I know you do.
I was going to lead with Auburn. So we've been watching college basketball so far. I've been watching pretty intently since November. Who you got, Dan?
Like, who's legit?
Who's your favorite? Who's legit?
Tier one?
Yeah. Who's your tier one? Who's your national championship contenders? Because for me, there's three
Auburn
that feels separate from everybody else.
Auburn, Duke. Iowa State.
That's get out of here with that nonsense.
What?
Iowa State ain't winning shit.
Iowa State's better has a better chance than Houston. I refuse to put Houston in tier one.
Oh, Houston's in my tier one.
No, tier one. Chuck Houston the fuck out, dude.
Houston currently...
I look at Houston the same way I look at Tennessee. Great defense, tournament time, Sweet 16, they're getting bounced. Like, fuck off. Unless they play each other, right? It could be like a 2-3 matchup.
Yeah, Tennessee versus the Elite Eight.
No, Sweet 16, or yeah, the 2-3 matchup where Houston, Texas, Tennessee would be just the worst game ever.
Oh, I would love that game. Just gnarly bullshit. Houston, by the way, currently the number one ranked KenPom team, so.
Have it, dude. They are every year. They don't do jack shit.
They've made a Final Four like
they don't win.
They made a Final Four like 2 years ago.
Frauds.
And they should have made one another year, too. That was
doesn't matter, dude. Annoying. I don't care. They're in my conference. I hate them.
I know you do.
This is all bias. I hate Houston.
So you got your best teams right now, Auburn, Duke, Iowa State. Anyone else, you think?
Alabama's starting to get up there.
I think Alabama's right there for sure.
I mean, I want to try to buy a Big Ten team, but get the fuck out of my face with Michigan State. Like, no.
Michigan State is rolling, but I think...
They aren't going to win a national championship. They're not going to make a Final Four.
No. I think a lot of people... We talk about this in college football all the time. People are excited to rank programs they like mm-hmm. and excited to talk about programs and coaches they like. And people are like, Izzo's back!
Yeah, familiar name.
Yeah.
No.
I
am concerned, though, that Duke's getting soft playing that shit-ass schedule in the ACC.
Oh, boy, the ACC sucks ass.
It's so bad.
Dude, Hubert Davis might be getting fucking fired at North Carolina. He's been not good. I know he made a Final Four, but that was like his first
year. Should get bounced. Yeah, he should probably be on at least the hot seat.
Yeah, and he made a Final Four, but that was like his first year, and it was as an 8 seed. It was kind of a miracle run,
yeah.
Which I suppose you can chalk up to coaching, but yeah, Hubert Davis is not doing it there, whereas John Shire is just picked up right where Coach K left off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ohio State's not bad. I'm not going to put them in tier one, obviously, but I'm just giving a shout-out to Ohio State.
I think they're a bubble team right now. They actually have a pretty bad record. But they've played a brutal schedule.
Yeah.
I would say, for me, Auburn, absolutely. I think Auburn's far and away the best.
Oh, I'm still not going to sleep on UConn until UConn loses, like, in the tournament. Like, they just get...
They might slap.
They get the benefit of the doubt. Yeah.
That's fucking fair. Yeah, Ohio State is 13-8, and they're 24th in KenPom. Like, their fucking schedule, A&M, Pitt... Maryland, Auburn, Michigan State.
Maryland's good, too.
Maryland is good.
They're not tier one, though. So Auburn, Iowa State, Duke, UConn.
You're still putting UConn in there? What about Bama?
Bama's on the cusp. Florida's also right there.
I don't know what to think about Florida. So Florida got a huge win at Tennessee.
Tennessee has lost a couple straight, right?
Tennessee, they're
kind of sliding. Also, Tennessee hasn't beaten anyone.
Or I'm sorry, they didn't get a huge win at Tennessee. They beat the fuck out of Tennessee at Florida. And then Tennessee just lost at home to Kentucky.
Yeah, a banged up Kentucky.
Kentucky's an interesting team this
year. A next man up Kentucky.
Kentucky's an interesting team this year. Not tier one.
No.
But tournament run.
Respectable.
I feel like they're a threat for a tournament run.
Gave Duke an L.
Pope seems like a good hire.
He is a good hire. Again, they're just super banged up. Not their year.
Yeah. And actually, to be fair...
They won the divorce, though. You got the matchup with Arkansas coming up. Cal coming back. Does Cal get booed?
Yeah. They're going to hate this man who won them a natty.
But Arkansas is so bad that they might just feel bad.
Yeah.
They might just be like, eh.
By the way, thanks, what, coach. What Kentucky coach in the last 40 years has won more than one national championship for Kentucky?
Is the answer just Cal? I mean, Cal won one, so nobody.
Cal won one.
So nobody?
Nobody. Tubby Smith won. I think Patino was one.
One and done.
But these people are like...
That's what Kentucky was built on, the one and done program.
People think that they're supposed to be John Wooden UCLA.
They thought it was about NBA rookies. They're wrong. so many national championships these coaches get.
You know,
it's like the Green Bay Packers of the college basketball world. Like,
I will.
Every quarterback gets one.
I will grant them that it was such a choke job that that legendary Kentucky team didn't win a natty.
Dude, you run into a buzzsaw that is Sam Decker and Frank Kaminsky.
I know.
I love that team. The Flaccid Assassin.
That was just gnarly. We might be sleeping on Florida a little bit.
I think we are.
So,
well, I'm not. I just put them in tier one.
I think they. I didn't have them in tier one initially, but I think they are. They haven't played an amazing schedule out of conference. Actually, they had a pretty bad out of conference schedule.
That's fine. Tennessee beat no one. Tennessee's best win's like Baylor.
That's a good win.
It's fine.
They won by 15. That's a good win.
Baylor's not. They're like a mid Big 12 team.
Tennessee also beat Illinois and Louisville.
Yeah, I don't put much respect on Illinois or Louisville.
Illinois is a top fucking 20 team.
They're fine.
That's a good win. They won at Illinois.
Yeah, it's Brad Underwood.
Dude. They won at Illinois. They won a road game at a ranked team. That's a great fucking
You'll find
win.
No bigger Illinois fan than this man over here. Especially the last couple of years. I've always rid for Illinois.
I know you have.
He's kind of bucked me, so I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of out.
You loved, what's his name?
Ayu.
Yeah, Ayu. Yeah. Yeah. And Kofi.
Yeah.
The big fucking monster. I don't think Tennessee's in tier one. My tier one, Houston, obviously.
No.
They're there every year.
They're like a bubble team to me. Obviously, I'm being facetious, guys. Yeah, Houston will be... I mean, they'll make their Sweet 16 run and get bounced.
First off, there's something to be said for being just an auto Sweet 16 team.
Yeah, they play ugly basketball.
It travels.
Just rock fights.
It gets you there.
Rock fights.
Gets you there.
Yeah. If that's what you want out of a basketball game, so be it. But that's not my style.
Auburn, to me, is the absolute favorite. Especially if Jani Broome is, like, back. Healthy.
Back.
Yeah.
Seems like they kind of rushed that, no? I was, like, under the impression he was not going to be back till at least the tournament.
He played great at LSU the other day. Like, yeah, I heard the same thing. Like, significant ankle sprain, all that shit. But Auburn is a fucking...
Ankle sprains suck, too.
It's worse
they
than...
They linger.
Like,
yeah.
It's awful. The only time I've ever had a hard cast on my leg was for a sprain.
Nah, well, you're a soft boy.
It fucking hurt a lot. They weren't going to do it. I asked them for it. I was like, please put me a hard cast.
When I broke my tib fib, I never got surgery, so it was just a hard cast into a soft cast.
Yeah.
I was walking on it in like...
Into a wobbly leg.
Yeah. Just a broken, kind of like club foot at this point.
You're going to be judging weightlifters. Like, who's this club foot asshole fucking trying to relive glory fucking me over? Fucking dickhead.
Whatever, dude. I'll just show them how to do it. I'm going to be stronger than all these kids.
What if there's just one animal?
There probably will be.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to think. There's going to be a kid that's bigger than me.
Do you think that, do any, like, dudes who would be, like, college recruits do that shit? Like a fucking lineman or something?
Yeah, so it's a scholarship sport at this point.
That's fair, but I'm talking about dudes who are, like, that you might see playing, like, edge for...
Maybe.
Texas.
But these are, I mean, it's going to be a bunch of poor schools there. A lot of ghetto schools. So
I repeat, and playing edge for Texas.
Yeah, well,
Deion
not,
Sanders is
not well coached. They're going to have to probably a lot of raw talent there. Yeah. The ghetto schools were never good, like well coached. Every time we played a Philly school, it was an easy dub in anything.
Yeah, that's not. Maybe that's true where you're from. Some, but like, there were schools in the St. Louis area in basketball and football, like East St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
East St. Louis is. A bad place, and they win fucking state like every
not the
year.
Public schools though. So like it would always be the private Catholic schools inside the ghetto, or like in the Philadelphia area. So like St. Joe's Prep, right? Football,
yeah,
they win the state championship every year, but they recruit,
right?
Yeah, and they're well coached.
I'm saying
it's not just like a bunch of kids that live in the area and a poor fucking like. Gym teacher that has to coach football.
I'm saying East St. Louis is a public school. East St. Louis High School?
Yeah, but you guys are a trash-ass football, like, state.
It's not true. It's pretty solid. Also, East St. Louis plays in Illinois.
You guys are a basketball state.
We are better. We probably have better basketball recruits than football recruits, typically. But, yeah. But I'm going to go. So Auburn, I think they're my fucking favorite to win. Like, Jani Broome's insane.
I don't trust big old Bruce.
Do we think?
You think Bruce Pearl's going to win a natty?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I can't see it.
Happen.
He's going to go shirtless. He's going to pop top.
I think he's going to get it at some point. Absolutely.
And then allegations will come out like 2 weeks later.
Hey, Todd Golden just got his allegations lifted.
Gets a little touchy.
Yeah. Whatever. Also, Bruce Pearl's allegations were like he gave a kid a hamburger. It was like Jim Harbaugh level shit.
I don't know if that was Bruce Pearl. That was more Kelvin Sampson.
No, Bruce Pearl got in trouble at Tennessee for some like barbecue bullshit.
Yeah, but
happened to a lot of people.
He's a bad dude. He's a bad dude.
Fucking sure. Cooper Flagg.
You're trying to feed the kids? God damn,
yeah,
dude.
I know.
Monster.
Cooper Flagg, is he getting over his early season? Kind of. He kind of lost two games for Duke.
Who cares? They've won, what, like 16 straight or whatever?
Yeah, they're 18-2. But the two games they lost.
Oh, my God. I would be concerned about. So they're, I think, technically one of the better defenses in the country.
Yeah, they're the third. Man, they're the number six offense and number three defense in the country.
Because you can't score inside.
Yeah.
I think teams are realizing that now. So all these shit-ass ACC schools, like NC State the other day.
I watched that game. They're
starting to bomb threes.
Yeah.
And they're not well-equipped for that.
What,
so,
Duke,
yeah.
Defend the perimeter?
If Duke runs into an Alabama in the tournament, I have concerns.
That's rough. So Duke, what is their three-point defense? I mean, it's fine. I will say they do, and they don't turn the ball over that much. But, yeah, I guess if a team gets hot from three and they don't defend the three-point that well, yeah, could go bad. Could go bad for them.
Any other Big 12 teams you believe in?
Kansas is going to lose early in the tournament this year, and I know that sounds...
They just beat us by four at Kansas.
Yeah. Yeah, I lost money on that game.
Sorry. It's okay. We're 4-5 in conference. I mean, let's just talk about my alma mater. I'm wearing the hat right now.
Okay.
You guys are obviously going to make the tournament, right, Missouri?
We should be pretty safely in at this point, barring, like, going...
If we go 500, above 500 in conference, we should, right?
Where you at? You're 58th,
we're 4-5.
58th in KenPom, 13-7. You're projected for a 19-12 record, so you probably need to steal a game.
Yeah. We are kind of through the brutal stretch. We already played Kansas twice. We played Iowa State, Arizona.
You still have an Iowa State game left.
Yeah.
So your big game's left. You actually have a big one this Saturday. BYU's a top 30 team.
But it's at home.
It's at home. Yeah. But that you need to win that game.
Yes. You don't, like, you shouldn't lose at home in college basketball.
Well, you can lose at home to, like, Iowa State, who you also play at home.
We should have stole that game against Houston at home. Lost last second.
Yeah. Yeah, your schedule's pretty soft after Iowa State.
Virginia, Baylor. Yeah, there's not a lot of... I mean, for the Big 12 comparative, like, the top of the top, we've kind of gotten through.
Yeah, you were really front-loaded. I was rooting for you in that Arizona game. That would have been a bit. If you had won that Arizona game, you're probably already.
Arizona's starting to cook.
They are. They're good.
Caleb Love hit that like 3-4 shot.
Yeah.
Force OT.
My fellow Christian brother, Caleb Love.
Played awful that game too until that point.
That's
what Caleb Love does.
He's a streaky guy.
That's what he does.
You don't want hot Caleb Love on your ass.
Not early. You want him hot late.
Yeah.
Because when he's hot early, that's when he starts to chuck it.
It becomes a black hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Marcus Smart syndrome, the Celtics were always, back in the day, pissed whenever he would hit like one or two early threes.
Because
they're like, oh, he's going to fire like 20 this game.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys, if you beat BYU, which you are not projected to do, but if that take that game and then maybe steal Baylor away... Honestly, if you beat BYU, which you're projected to lose, and then just hold serve, I bet you're in. You do need to win a game.
I think we just got to be above 500 in the Big 12.
You need to win a game in the Big 12 tournament, too. You can't lose first round.
Yeah.
Because that would be probably a bad loss. Like, you'd probably lose to, like, a shitty team. Yeah, so.
Can't wait to be the first four out.
Or almost as bad, last four in, but you don't have a bye. So you got to play that like 11-11 matchup.
Yeah, well, I'll take that though. That's fun.
Okay, you gonna go to Dayton, watch your Knights?
Yeah, because the 11 seed, that like playing 11, always for some reason just gets hot.
Some of them,
they always do.
Some don't.
They always win like two games.
Two of them. One of them does.
Yeah, whoever wins that game always wins like two or three games.
I think, yeah, I'm going to go. It's Houston, Auburn, Duke, and Florida for me are probably. I don't trust Iowa State. Tennessee's really solid in coming around. Bama's the other one.
Tennessee has never made a Final Four.
Have they not ever?
Ever.
Okay. Bama's the only other one where I'm curious. I mean, there's teams that are going to make runs that aren't like tier one or whatever, but Bama's the one other one where I'm like, that's a really fucking dangerous.
And again, if until they prove otherwise, you just have to like pencil in UConn.
Yeah.
Like they're obviously not the power they've been the last couple of years.
The talent's still there. They're still a top 40 team in the country.
I mean, that's not saying much. Top 40?
There's 300 plus teams.
Yeah, but
that's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine.
What about like a dark horse, I guess, to come out? Not tier one, but a team that should probably make a run in the tournament. Marquette.
I was going to say Marquette.
Marquette.
Marquette, I love their style of play, always conducive to tournament play. I love Shaka. They play a tough enough schedule where they'll be hardened but not exhausted. I'm a little worried the SEC teams are going to get in the tournament and just be
dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's the most brutal schedule I've ever seen in my life.
Is that what you guys blame on the college football playoff now?
Yeah. We're like, dude, we just beat each other up. Real championships, SEC championship.
Yeah. You gotta be fresh like the Big Ten.
Yeah. Yeah. Pussies.
Is this why you shifted all your efforts into basketball? Because you can't win natties in football anymore?
Do we win natties in basketball? I think the last one was Kentucky.
I know, but I'm saying you shifted it all this year.
Yeah, into we're basketball. All in now. It's just mostly they hired a shit ton of good coaches.
Mm-hmm.
The SEC is by far the best coaching conference in basketball. Marquette would be my dark horse run. Michigan State, honestly.
Nope. Get them out of there. I have no respect for Izzo or Michigan State.
And I'm just going to tell you now, if Missouri gets hot,
no,
look the fuck out.
No.
There's two things we do well. Now, here's why we're going to lose early in the tournament.
Mizzou's going to get balanced in like that 8-9 matchup.
If we get a fucking 8 seed, I will fucking, or 9. I'd rather be a 10. I'd rather be a 10 seed.
Yeah, because then 8-9 plays the 1. Yeah, you're getting bounced pretty early.
Yeah, unless we get like a bitch-ass 1. Like a soft 1. Like somehow like Purdue sneaks their way into a 1 seed.
Which they could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take that. All day.
The team that just made the national championship last year.
After like a million years of trying with Zach Edey.
They might be better this year.
Yeah, they're over the Edey hump.
Yeah.
They can finally just forget.
They don't have that crutch.
Yeah, we got to get it inside 100 times. How's he doing in the NBA?
Like 3 points a game or whatever? I don't know.
Memphis is good. I just don't know how much he plays.
Probably not much.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how much. I've probably watched 5 minutes of NBA this year.
Same. I do like the Grizzlies, though. I like Ja. But yeah.
Look not a great NBA year for me.
It's a bad NBA year for you.
Yeah.
All
that Paul George hype.
Yeah, right. Yeah, those are I would say Michigan State, and I really do think even blind test, I like, I'm trying not to be biased here. I do like, there's two things Missouri does very well that I like for the tournament, which is they turn people over and they hit threes. However, they don't shoot free throws very well, which will probably end up fucking us in the ass. But.
It's a show me state. You got to show me something.
Yeah. That's why I at the game, I sat there and I was like, show me. I didn't cheer once. Show me.
They didn't show you.
They didn't show me, and no. I left. Yeah. We have some news in college basketball / the NBA.
What do we got?
It's shocking news.
Shocking.
Like, you won't believe it. You're going to hear this and be like, I never saw this coming.
Like static shock or electrical current?
Like fucking a car battery on your nutsack.
Okay.
Like this is, you're never, you're going to hear this and be like, I never saw this coming. Yeah, apparently there's a humongous federal investigation into game fixing all over NBA and college basketball.
That's unsurprising.
Oh, you're not surprised?
No.
That legalized gambling has made a bunch of basketball players the easiest sport to affect the score in.
Be compromised?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe miss this free throw here. Especially when you're up, like, say the line's like 17 and a half, you're up 15.
Yeah.
You miss a couple free throws.
So, This is, the news broke the other day, but this is started with the NBA, if you didn't know.
That's way easier to do in basketball.
Than any other sport.
Jameis actually did it at Florida State. That's the most impressive thing in my eyes.
Well, he's a quarterback.
Yeah, but being able to fix a football game and, like, he would constantly go down and then come back.
Yeah.
Win the game, like, last minute. That, like, second Florida State year.
After so what, the other team covers, basically?
Yeah. That's what the allegations were against Jameis, was he would fix games that second year. After they already won the national championship.
Right. Well, you got to pay him somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, basketball, this has been going on forever. This goes back to, like, Holy Cross.
Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the flight, Lufthansa, that they robbed?
Yeah.
And they were talking about that? Yeah. So this news kind of broke within the NBA with Terry Rozier, who has been banned. He's being investigated, according to the Wall Street Journal, for, I guess, some point-shaving stuff and prop betting stuff with the Charlotte Hornets in 2023. Apparently, he pulled the Jontay Porter, Missouri great Jontay Porter, where... There would be props.
Didn't Porter get banned for, like, betting, like, $200?
No.
Like, it was so minimal.
It was not a lot of money, but it wasn't $200. It was, like, $10,000.
I'm being facetious.
For an NBA player, $10,000 is, in fact, $200.
That's a card game. I'm playing.
So Porter and Rozier kind of did the same thing where people would place massive bets on their props, and then they'd be, like, pull themselves out of the game, like, oh, my foot hurts, or oh, I'm sick, and then the unders hit.
Okay, now that's nefarious.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's really fucked up.
Although, if you're, honestly, don't bet on player props. Just don't do it. You're down bad if you're betting player props, like, especially NBA regular season.
Player props?
It's so...
Why?
It's so random.
I think there's more control over that. The books, it's the books make less money on those. And
yeah, like, but like on a bigger superstar, fine. But if you're gambling like player props on Terry Rozier,
you
are down.
You're sick,
real bad.
You're a sick man. And this is the worst part about this news. So that's the NBA stuff. But it also started happening. I think we might have talked about it last year. Temple.
Yep.
Under some investigation for. There was a huge line move. They were favored, or I'm sorry, UAB was favored by 1.5 points, and all of a sudden the line jumped to 8 because a bunch of money, I guess, moved on UAB.
Mm-hmm.
And then their star player, Heiser Miller, played like shit that night.
Interesting.
Played like absolute shit. He was their leading scorer, only went 3-9 from 3 and had 3 turnovers in the game.
Yep, as gambling becomes legalized in every state across this country, it's only going to get worse, guys. You think the NFL, the Chiefs, that's fixed? Buddy, you don't know fixed.
You can't trust a goddamn thing in basketball.
No, I honestly stay away from college basketball.
And we'll make our picks in a moment.
At MyBookie.
MyBookie.com. Heiser Miller, he transferred from Temple to Virginia Tech in the offseason, and Virginia Tech immediately suspended him for the activities that are being investigated by the feds. But in Miller's defense, apparently...
Conduct unbecoming of the program?
I guess so. But in Miller's defense, he turned over everything to the feds. He was like, you check my phone, you check fucking everything. I didn't do this. Like, he is like just opening up his ass and being like, take a look. Like, I got nothing to hide. So I don't know if he did anything or if he just had a bad game, but...
Maybe the heat's in the hat. Like the other Miller.
Here's the fucked up thing. And here's how these people are getting caught in the dumbest ways, right? Like you said, betting props on Terry Rozier or Jontay Porter. It's almost like...
On their online accounts, it's like Terry Rozier 36.
Yeah. But here's the thing with that. And this happened in college, too, with... There was a game in January between Eastern Michigan and Central Michigan that got flagged for unusual betting activity. And again, Wright State at Eastern Michigan on December 21st. So I think these people are thinking, oh, if I bet on the small games, they won't notice, which is the exact opposite of what would happen because there's only $8 being bet on those games mm-hmm. until you roll in with a random fucking $20,000 bet.
It's a little eye popping. Yeah.
They're immediately like, who the fuck just put 20 grand on Eastern Michigan?
Everyone's going to bet Auburn, Alabama. No one is betting these UAB games.
Are these people like amateurs? How could you pot Terry Rozier? A prop for Terry Rozier?
Scary Terry's not the smartest, bright. Like, he's not. He's just not.
It's insane.
He's not. He's not the brightest bulb.
How can you possibly think that that is, like, that is stealthy?
He went to Louisville. All right.
I like Terry Rozier. I liked him in college. I don't know about him much in the NFL.
Was he on that team that got investigated, too? Maybe that's just, it's in his DNA at this point.
I mean, if you play for Patino.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in your DNA.
Just to be a scummy person.
St. John's, by the way, really good team this year.
As, you know, to be expected.
Yeah, Patino is no slouch. That would be sweet if Patino made a run.
I would love it. I like Patino.
I do, too. I would be all about Rick Patino making a run.
And I'm saying scummy in, like, an endearing way.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it in a bad way.
Yeah, but Bruce Pearl, piece of shit.
Oh, monster. Yeah.
But yeah, so all of these games that are getting popped are like these like dinky games or these dinky players. And it's fucking crazy. And there's only going to be more of it. In fact, it does make sense that these are the players you could get to. Because why would a dude on an NIL deal at Bama need to throw a game? Now, why the fuck would Terry Rozier need to do that?
Right. It's an addiction.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that you're not getting... It's like Michael Jordan, right? The fact that you're not getting enough competitive...
I don't have a gambling problem. I have a competition problem.
It's a gambling problem.
Yeah.
If it bleeds into gambling, it's a gambling problem. If you're like, I'm not a drug addict, I just have FOMO. It's like, you're doing heroin.
Yeah, but he likes chasing the dragon. He doesn't have a drug problem. Just really likes the dragon.
Just likes dragons, baby. But yeah, look out for a whole fuck ton more gambling scandals. So this is going, apparently this federal investigation, it is across the country. This is not even close to all of it.
Yeah, no shit.
It is in like a bunch of federal districts.
If you think this stopped at Tim Donaghy, you're an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Cardinal of Arizona.
And Tim by Donaghy. The way, they haven't even named referees yet.
I bet they're all from Delco, too.
We should look that up.
We have a pipeline of referees in both college and the NBA.
We need to look up what college referees are from Delco County.
I think we have the most just basketball referees and bookies in the same area. So, of course, it's going to happen.
Not great.
Like,
not great.
Easily the most bookies in the country.
It's like being like, man, it's so weird. This county has the most prostitutes and the highest divorce rate.
Or the highest STDs
rate. Yeah. Huh. But the NCAA has not really done any investigations yet because I guess their general process is they let the criminal investigations play out first and then they'll do their own thing. But
this seems like a something. I remember the FBI investigation into like Kansas and all the bigger programs that led to just kind of a queef.
Yeah.
There's nothing that ever really happened from
that. Zero trouble. Won a national championship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing happened to him. This seems more... I don't know.
But the bill...
This seems bigger. This seems much bigger.
The stuff Bill Self, as far as I know, was
getting... This seems more malicious.
...in trouble for was, like, pre-NIL.
Yeah.
Like, it was just paying players.
Right.
Which, fuck Bill Self.
The only person that really got boned and that was fucking DeAndre Ayton getting paid $100,000 at Arizona.
To lose in the first round? Second round?
I think they lost pretty early.
They lost to Buffalo. Yeah,
but Arizona's the only one that really faced any type of... And they ain't really faced much as a program. Well,
they lost Miller.
They lost Miller. That was it.
Yeah.
And he's doing fine.
But yeah, this gambling shit, something's going to come. It might not be for a year or something like that, but shit is going to blow up at some point.
Dude, you can gamble on anything right now. You can gamble on the TGL golf now, just video game golf.
Yeah.
We might be in a bad spot. Like, we might have to, like, reel it back.
Maybe.
But until then.
Make your picks at mybookie.com. This show is brought to you by mybookie.com. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere at
mybookie. The country is a motherfucking casino. Gamble on yourself. Gamble on your knowledge.
No, you need to just, whenever you think about gambling being bad, just watch the Brad Pitt speech from Killing Him Softly at the end. That's all you need to know.
Give it to him. Give it to the people.
Just YouTube it. I don't know it off the top
of my head. I thought you knew it word for word.
He's just like, this country's a fucking business.
This country's a fucking casino at this point. Yeah.
So mybookie.com is where we make our picks. Is where we make all our college basketball picks. And if you sign up using the promo code Drinking Bros, you can double your first deposit up to $1,000. You put in $1,000, they'll give you $1,000. You put in $500, they'll give you $500. We're also recording Casino Friday today because they have a live casino. It's like playing blackjack over Zoom. Real dealers, legit stuff, not some sketchy computer game that other sites have. And also, if you are a regular player at MyBookie, they take care of you. You're in the MyBookie Plus Rewards program. You don't have to sign up. Doesn't cost any money or anything like that. You just, after a while, you qualify. And when you're in that program, you get a bunch of bonuses, a bunch of like special bets and plays, free bets, stuff like that. And if you have a bad week or a bad month or whatever, they'll toss you a rake back, which means essentially they're like, hey, thanks for playing. We're sorry you didn't go so well this month. Here's some money back. Have fun with it. Obviously, I always recommend just taking that because they're not giving you all your money back. Come on now. This is a fucking business. But they'll give you some money back. I say just let it ride on a big fat fucking parlay. 10-legger. Let's go. Get it, win it all back in one fell swoop. MyBookie.com is the place to make the picks. So let's make some picks for this Saturday. There are some great games. Now, these lines, college basketball lines, usually don't come out till like a day or two before. So I take these lines off KenPom, which usually directly mirror KenPom.com, which usually directly mirror the books within about a half point, if not dead on.
You're a slave to the data.
So's Vegas.
Kind of.
But yeah, let's get into some games. We got some fucking bangers this week. Florida going to Tennessee. Tennessee is a 3-point favorite. Had Tennessee beaten Kentucky at home, I would have absolutely loved Florida here. As it stands, do I see any team losing two home games?
Florida just beat that ass too.
Yeah, it's a bit of a revenge spot.
Can Rick Barnes and the boys hunker down? The answer is no. Give me Florida in the points.
Taking Florida in the points? All right. I don't hate that bet because Florida's really fucking good. I will say this. If Florida wins this game, fully in tier one. Road game at Tennessee, league play.
I don't really buy Tennessee that much.
They're still fucking good.
Everyone in the SEC is good.
Which is why it matters that Florida would win this game. I will take Tennessee to either push or cover. I think it's going to be about that. The good line. Yeah, I just it's hard for me to pick a team, a really good team like Tennessee, even though they're not as good as Florida, to lose two home games in the same week. But who knows? Maybe Todd Golden's cooking now that those charges are dropped.
Yeah. Yeah, that was tough.
Next up, rivalry game. Gonzaga at St. Mary's, their last year in the WCC, I believe, before they go to the new Pac-12 for basketball.
Sure.
St. Mary's.
That's a thing.
Having one of their better years. They're a 1-point favorite at home against Gonzaga. Who you got?
I've seen a lot of St. Mary's games this year in the background at the gym.
If you're working out late.
Yeah, I work out at like 9, 10 o'clock at night, so a lot of St. Mary's on the TV.
Yeah.
Unimpressed, dude. Give me the Zags.
I think Zags roll. Zags are quietly very good this year. St. Mary's is always a little brother in this rivalry.
It'd be funny if this is the team that gets it done for Mark Few.
That would be funny. Because those teams that should have got it done were so stacked. Fucking good.
Yeah. Just under the radar. That's how Gonzaga should be.
It is how they should be. They can't get spotlight. They can't get press. Mm-hmm. Next up, big 12 game. Not for winning the league, but still a big game. Kansas. 1-point favorite on the road at Baylor. Give me Baylor all day.
I'm going to go 3 straight road teams.
Wow.
Give me Kansas.
Insane.
Give me Kansas.
I would not recommend betting all road teams in college basketball.
It's not a good idea.
No.
Give me that road dog parlay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm taking Baylor. Kansas is Kansas fans fucking hate Hunter Dickinson.
Yeah.
They are like, I can't wait to
He's been at Kansas at this point longer than Michigan, right?
It's been 2 years at Kansas, so.
I thought it was his third year.
I think it's the second.
Okay.
But they fucking
He's been around for a long time.
They are so fucking tired of Hunter Dickinson.
All their transfers, too, have kind of not worked out well.
No. No, they do have a 5-star coming in, at least one for next year.
I just don't buy Baylor this year.
I don't buy Kansas this year at all. I mean, Kansas is going to lose early in the tournament. I'm telling you, their defense, especially Dickinson, is not good. They're going to come up against some mid-major or like mid-tier P5 or whatever the fuck team. And yeah, I think it's an early exit for Kansas this year. I like Baylor. Kansas always gets, even though Houston's the best team in the Big 12 for the last 2 or 3 years, Kansas is still the blue blood. They always get everyone's best shot. That's always the game people get up for, including Baylor. I like Baylor. Next up, we talked about it a little bit already. Huge game for your UCF Knights. BYU coming to Orlando as a 1-point favorite.
Gonna take the home dog.
You gotta take the home dog here.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're beating BYU. We're beating the Stormin' Mormons.
It's a literal...
They're gonna feel comfortable in Orlando. You know, this is kind of their secondary home outside of Utah.
Yeah.
Mormons love Orlando.
Orlando.
They're gonna be too distracted. This is their Vegas.
Yeah.
A Mormon going to Orlando is a fucking drug-fueled gambling degenerate going to the strip.
There's literally a whole song about it in Book of Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
An entire song about how much they love Orlando.
They're going to be full of too much dairy. They're going to be drinking too much milk.
Yeah. Tired from playing all the putt-putt golf.
They're going to hit iDrive so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not going to work out for Knights, those Mormons. For sure. Give me those Knights.
Yeah, this is like an NBA team playing in Vegas. It's, you just can't trust it.
No.
Yeah. Next up, I picked this game. It's not necessarily a great game, but I love the line. You might not. Michigan State is a 5-point favorite on the road at USC. USC is mid as fuck this year. Not very good.
No.
I think Michigan State, who is rolling right now, they just clobbered Minnesota, who is about as good as USC at Minnesota. Michigan State beats that ass. This is a double-digit win.
Give me the Trojans and the points. Give me the Trojans and the points.
I think Michigan State... What seed do you think Michigan State ends up with?
2.
Do you think it's two? They're going to be a 2 seed?
2-3.
What are the Big Ten standings right now, actually?
They're 1.
They probably are, right?
Yeah. Over Purdue. But I think Purdue would eventually... Whoever, I think Purdue's going to win the Big Ten champion or like tournament.
Okay. Michigan State... Ooh, they have a 1.5 game lead on Purdue. They're 9-0, and Purdue's 8-2.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
Michigan quietly 7-2 in conference. How many? Okay, the Big Ten has a decent amount of tournament teams. I was gonna say, but it's yeah, it's a rough look for that conference.
How's Penn State right now?
3-8 in conference, 13-9 overall.
They've fallen off quite a bit.
Probably not making the tournament if I had to guess.
I haven't followed, so I was like, they started out pretty good.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Nah, they're
not great.
They're not even close to the bubble right now.
Cool.
Next up, another game for you, for one of your teams. Creighton, two of your teams, actually. Creighton at Nova.
Mm-hmm.
Nova's a 1-point favorite at home. Mm-hmm. Creighton, the better team, but Nova's not bad. I wonder if Lunardi has them in right now. They're really close.
Every Villanova game I've watched this year, they win. Will I turn this game on? Probably not. Give me Creighton.
That's fair.
But if I throw the game on right now, they're 3-0 in games I've watched in the background. If I so happen to, you know, just go through the channels, flip through the channels, and the Nova game comes on, you can take that to the fucking bank.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not seeing Villanova in the field right now. This is kind of a must-win game. I mean, they need to get their... get their shit together. They're not even on the next four out right now. Yikes. I'm taking Creighton on the road. This will be definitely one that I like for the road team. Next up, mentioned this game earlier as well. Mizzou at Mississippi State. Mississippi State is a 6-point favorite. Blind taste test here. Love Mississippi State. They're not losing 2 home games in a week. Could Mizzou keep it under 6? Yes, but it feels like...
You reverse jinxing this?
No, I really think Mississippi State probably wins.
Sounds like you reverse jinxing
this. Wins this game by 8 or 9.
Well, as the biggest Missouri Tiger fan on this panel, yeah, I just got to be realistic. I think...
You are wearing black and gold today.
I think Mississippi State probably gets it done. I'm thinking 20-point victory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, 20 to 30.
Yeah.
They were in – dude, Mississippi State looked really fucking good against Alabama. They just could – and they had – oh, they had chances. Like, they literally just missed a gimme. Actually, what happened was – this drives me insane. It's something that happens in college, not really in the NBA. Dunk the ball. Open to the rim.
What if they can't?
No, this guy could.
What if they can't?
This guy was like 6'8".
What if he has the yips?
Missed a layup.
Dunk yips.
If he had, and it wasn't even like a layup off the glass. It was like he tried to just roll it into the front of the rim.
Or at least just get up high enough and just throw it in.
Yeah, missed it for the lead. With one, it would have been Alabama ball with like, I think, 13 seconds left, something like that. Brutal loss for Mississippi State. They're going to come out fucking angry. Mizzou has had the whole week off, which I guess is nice. And maybe Mississippi State's worn out from that. It was a track meet game, but I feel like Mississippi State comes out fucking firing here.
Yeah. All respect to Missouri, obviously, biggest tiger on this little desk here. Just no answers for Mississippi State.
And then last, another game for me, similar to Michigan State at USC. Texas A&M is a 6-point favorite on the road at South Carolina, who is bad.
South Carolina, bad.
What?
They suck.
They're bad.
They suck.
A&M should roll in this game. Now, look, it's the SEC this year, so it's been a little tighter than usual, but it feels like A&M takes care of fucking business.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Give me A&M.
In the buzzsaw. I feel like A&M absolutely wins this game by double digits. Mm-hmm. Same with Michigan State at USC.
A lot of away teams on my ticket.
I feel like the only home teams you took were dogs.
It's going to be a good week for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clearly.
But that is all I got for this week. I'm so happy to be doing the college basketball show again. I genuinely love college basketball. So
it's
fuck
all right.
Yeah.
Let's it's like, go. It's like my eighth favorite sport.
I'd say it's my third.
Okay.
Kind of right
it's
now.
Top 10.
It's kind of tied with baseball. College football is number one for me right now.
Obviously NFL's one for me.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. You're not really tuned into college basketball yet. Still. Yeah.
I'm locked in for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Fair enough. But that is all we got for this week. Again, bet at mybookie.com. Do not do it with a player, though. Just do it by yourself. Mybookie.com sponsors this show. For Dan Jester, I'm Rob Fox. We'll see you later.
Later.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.